Tabernacle Presbyterian Church presents Sunday with Tab. Tabernacle Presbyterian Church, 34th and Central in Indianapolis, welcomes you to Sunday with Tab. We hope today's worship service and message bring you inspiration and comfort. So join us now from the sanctuary of Tabernacle Presbyterian Church for Sunday with Tab.
Friends, it is good news that God promises us forgiveness through Jesus Christ. And so in humility and faith, we can approach God with our honest confession, knowing that we will receive forgiveness. So together as a congregation, let us pray the prayer of confession that is printed in our bulletin. Holy and uncontainable God, for trying to contain you, forgive us. Loving and limitless God, for trying to limit you, forgive us. Gracious and boundless God, for trying to bind you, forgive us. Too often we are foolish enough to believe that it is to our advantage to reduce you to something we can comprehend and control. In Jesus, help us to know better. People of God, there is even more good news. And that is, our God is merciful and compassionate, slow to get angry, and filled with unfailing love. When we stumble, God is there to catch us. And when we are weighed down, God is there to lift us up. So be at peace and know our sins are forgiven and God is with us. Amen.
Oh,
Our first scripture reading this morning is from the book of Proverbs, a familiar proverb, chapter number 3, verses 5 through 8. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not rely on your own insight. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make straight your paths. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. It will be a healing of your flesh and a refreshment for your body. This is the word of the Lord.
This morning's gospel lesson is from the 11th chapter of Matthew. Jesus continuing to instruct his disciples about what they will need to be doing going forward, but also taking time out to answer a query from his cousin John the Baptist. Hear now God's word for God's people. Now when Jesus had finished instructing his 12 disciples, he went on from there to teach and proclaim his message in their cities. When John the Baptist, heard in prison what the Messiah was doing, he sent word by his disciples and said to him, Jesus, are you the one to come, or are we to wait for another? Jesus answered them, go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind receive their sight. The lame walk. Those with skin diseases are cleansed. The deaf hear. The dead are raised. And the poor have good news brought to them. And blessed is anyone who takes no offense at me. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Amen. In last Sunday's sermon, part of this three-week series focused on stewardship, we explored the importance of trust for discipleship. Jesus, at the beginning of his public ministry, is looking for helpers, for those who will learn from him, for those who will grow in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and others with him, for those who will be able to carry his message of God's love for all to every corner of the world when he no longer can. In last week's lesson, gospel lesson, Jesus invites the fishermen he's been hanging around with, folks who are bone tired from an all-night fishing trip that was a complete bust, where all the effort expended did not result in a single fish caught. Jesus, the son of a carpenter and not a fisherman, invites these exhausted and discouraged folks to try one more cast of their nets a little further from shore in deeper water. And even though they were most likely skeptical and maybe even grumbling underneath their breath about Jesus' request, the fishermen did as Jesus asked. Jesus' question and the answer he received, his question to those individuals, those fishermen he'd been hanging with, and their answer to his question was absolutely critical. Absolutely key to Jesus' mission on earth. Would people trust Jesus when he asked them to do things which were seemingly impossible? And in such trust, with such trust, through such trust, would people then commit themselves both to Jesus and to joining him in building God's kingdom, God's beloved community on earth. Commit not just for a moment, commit not just for the extent of a fishing trip, commit not just for a day or a week, but commit to Jesus forever. Commit with the totality of their lives. God has given Jesus an overwhelming task to accomplish, And a huge part of this task is his involving others in creating the beloved community. For if Jesus just does all the work on his own, if Jesus is the only one who spends any time creating God's beloved community on earth, then the rest of the folks, including you and me, and the rest of the folks don't have any ownership in this beloved community. And the rest of us don't understand the amount of work and prayer and blood and sweat and tears required to build God's beloved community. And we certainly have no clue about the perpetual energy and commitment required to maintain God's beloved community on earth. So while trust in Jesus is helpful and essential to his mission, trust from those he's inviting in isn't enough on its own. Jesus also needs commitment, our commitment, every day and all the time for our entire lives. Jesus, in today's gospel lesson, responds to John the Baptist, who sends him a question about trust. Through his disciples, John says, "Are you the one to come, or are we to wait for another?" Jesus responds in his typical maddening fashion, not with a direct answer, but by putting the work, putting the need to commit back on John and his disciples. "Go tell John what you see and hear," Jesus says, before going on to quote a verse from the prophet Isaiah about the kinds of things that will take place when God's beloved community is coming to earth. In essence, Jesus tells John and company that the only way you all will discover an answer to such a question is by getting involved and by committing yourselves to become part of the beloved community, by helping it happen for yourselves and helping it happen especially for others. God's beloved community isn't a game that Jesus' disciples get to watch from the sidelines. God's beloved community requires our total commitment and our full participation, no exceptions. When I watch sporting events on television or an occasion in person, a commentator will say, "That individual, male or female, that individual left everything out on the field. They gave their all. They exhausted themselves in the effort before them." That's the kind of energy, the kind of commitment that disciples are required to give to God's beloved community. We got to leave it all out on the field. The connection between trust and commitment lies at the heart of our ability to be in relationship with anyone, with God, with a spouse or a significant other, with a child, with a parent, with a friend, with fellow disciples. If we don't trust another person, we're not going to commit ourselves to being in relationship with them or working with them or living in community with them. And without trust, working together to build God's beloved community, it just isn't an option. It isn't on the table. It's not going to happen. Lack of trust, the inability to commit, is not what Jesus wants from us, not what Jesus expects from us. This is not what God calls us to do. This is not what God has gifted and equipped us for. Every church community I know, and I mean every church community I know, is struggling these days with the ability of disciples to translate their trust for Jesus into trust for one another. And TAB is no exception. And when trust is lacking, so is the commitment to building and maintaining God's beloved community. These trust and commitment challenges are certainly related in part to the political waters we're all swimming in these days, which these days are more keen on division and separation than interested in seeking common ground, interested in finding compromise. And our trust and our commitment challenges are undoubtedly connected to past and present relationships. Relationships that may have torn our souls, relationships that have damaged our hearts, relationships that have made our defensiveness swift and hard. And our trust and commitment challenges are also due in part to the algorithms of our preferred social media platforms that enable us culturally to unfortunately be more isolated and insulated from one another than ever before, and thus more lonely than human beings have perhaps ever been in the history of the earth. There's a lot working against our ability to trust each other or to trust anyone else. And there's a lot working against our ability to commit to a common cause, that common cause of together building and then maintaining God's beloved community. And while it is easy to fall into despair because of these realities, there is always, I believe, for us as disciples of Jesus, there is always a different path for us to embrace if we choose. And that is the path of hope. For the God we worship, when confronted with the chaos of the murder of God's own child, our God found in the darkness of Saturday, Jesus dead on Good Friday, resurrected on Easter Sunday, God found in the darkness of Saturday the imaginative and creative gift of resurrection. And in gifting Jesus with new life, chose to bestow this same gift on all of us, on all of God's children, no exceptions. And because we live in this gift, despair never has to be our final word. Instead, we are people blessed to perpetually live in hope. And it is this hope that tells us trust is possible when it looks and feels impossible. It is this hope that makes it possible for us to commit to each other and to the building of God's beloved community on earth when we can only see that as an impossibility. In this season, when we pray and consider how we might support the mission and ministry of TAB in 2025 and beyond with our spiritual gifts and our financial gifts and with our time and talent, I believe it is important to understand our stewardship both as an act of trust as well as an act of commitment. In spite of all the forces that would discourage us from trusting others, in spite of all the forces that would discourage us from committing ourselves to anything other than our own self-interest, we trust Jesus and in doing so agree to be his disciples. And then we commit ourselves to joining him and joining together to build God's beloved community by caring for others and serving others and loving others without end. Financing beloved community building with our bodies and with our spiritual gifts and with our money are visible signs of our internal commitment to Jesus. Earlier, I spoke about the critical question that Jesus was asking others in his days of public ministry. Would people trust him? And would they commit themselves to him when he asked them to do things which are seemingly impossible? I'd like this same question to be our spiritual homework in the week ahead. What is the impossible thing? What are the impossible things that Jesus is asking of us today, asking of us individually, asking of us collectively? And how are we going to answer him in a way or in ways that demonstrates our trust in him and our commitment in joining him in building God's beloved community? I hope our internal faith conversations are amazing this week, that they are deep, that they are long, that they are imaginative, that they are inspiring, that they are joyful, that they are loving. That through our faithful conversations, we may move to deeper trust and even deeper commitment in Jesus who calls us, Jesus who claims us, Jesus who focuses us and sends us to build the beloved community. May it be so. Amen.
I invite you to stand and join in the unison affirmation of faith, through which we will proclaim together some of that which we believe. It's printed in your bulletin. We believe in God, whose love is the source of all life and the desire of our lives, whose love was given a human face in Jesus of Nazareth, whose love was denied and eliminated by the evil that wants to enslave all, and whose love, defeating even death, is our glorious promise of freedom. Therefore, though we are sometimes fearful and full of doubt, in God we trust. In the name of Jesus, we commit ourselves in the service of others to seek well-being for all, to live in peace, to care for the earth, to share the commonwealth of God's goodness, to live in the freedom of forgiveness, to be empowered by the Holy Spirit, to love with abandon, and in the company of the faithful, to be the church for the glory of God. Amen.
You're listening to Sunday with Tab, a production of Tabernacle Presbyterian Church in Indianapolis. We hope you have found inspiration and comfort in today's program. There are many ways to enjoy today's message again. Subscribe to the Tab Podcast on your favorite podcast app, or go to tabpres.org and tap on the graphic marked Sermons. While there, you can also view the entire worship service. We invite you to join us for worship this Sunday at Tabernacle Presbyterian Church. We're located at the corner of 34th Street and Central Avenue in Indianapolis. If you can't join us in person, many of our beautiful worship services are live streamed on our YouTube channel, Tab Indy. For all information on the service times and streaming, go to tabpres.org. That's tabpres.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next week at the same time for Sunday with Tab.